Julie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And now, Julie, can we learn about a public breakup from the recent leadership spill?
Well, look, it has been a comedy of errors in some ways, but also a tragedy, in that there is a variety of players here. They've each had their own agendas. There's been long-standing resentments and bitterness and need for revenge. There have been grudges, lack of communication, lack of trust, perceived disloyalties. It's been really quite a Shakespearean drama played out in public, which of course makes it all the more difficult because people are also trying to maintain a public image in which they protect their own reputations and seek to place all the blame for everything on the other guy. So I guess this has been maybe it's not so atypical for a political breakdown, but it can also happen, of course, too, in divorces, which can become very public. They can be played out in courtrooms, with the drama and the perceived betrayals and revenge behaviours. And so, I mean, from a spectator's point of view, it can be horrifying and a bit entertaining. And but when it's happening to us ourselves, also, it's very tragic.
Yeah, it's always, you know, horrific to see, but also you can't keep your eyes away from it sometimes.
Exactly, that's right. It is human drama, and it arouses so many emotions. And we have our own favoured heroes in the drama. We have the people that we're cheering on, and the people that, you know, that we enjoy seeing getting their comeuppance, and so we become just as involved as spectators often.
Well, what kind of stages are typically involved in a relationship breakup?
In a relationship breakup, there's been a lot of stuff that's gone on behind the scenes, if you like. Before it becomes public, it's at that stage where people have to announce their breakup, and they have to let their family, friends, let the public know, if you like, or let their audience know that that this relationship is coming to an end, and that's either going to be an amicable end, you know, this is something we've worked out between us and it's sad and unfortunate that we're going our own ways, or there's a history of betrayals or bad behaviour, or people are seeking, you know, the parties are seeking maybe to blame one another and to create an account, give an account to the audience that is self-serving, that excuses your own part in this, in the drama, if you like, and that often seeks to place the blame on the other party. And that can, you see that most often with acrimonious divorces and anything where people have something at stake, whether that's custody of children or there's a lot of money involved or reputational costs, then things can become hyper-emotional and often people then will start to sort of really play dirty, if you like.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're chatting with psychologist professor from Macquarie University, Julie Fitness, about public breakups in the wake of last week's leadership spill. Now, Julie, trust or a lack of it is often a factor in any relationship breakup, as I'm sure you're well aware of. How is a public breakup affected by this loss of trust?
Well, I mean, trust is implicated, or the broken trust is such a trigger of relationship breakdown in any kind of interpersonal context. So, you know, the capacity to be betrayed by someone that we've allowed ourselves to come close to, or that we have established a relationship with, is always a relationship, risk. And so we're finally attuned to perceiving a breakdown of trust, to perceiving that we've been exploited or ripped off or treated in some way that is dangerous for us or that we don't deserve. And that seems to be inbuilt into humans. We're vigilant for that. And it's lucky that we are, or we wouldn't have survived this long. So we do have to be on the lookout for threatening behaviour by others. But the problem is that once trust, you know, trust takes a long time to build up. And once it's broken, it can be so hard to salvage. You know, it's once somebody has broken your trust once, then even after forgiveness occurs, then there can still be just a little warning voice that in the back of your head that maybe this person has done this to me once, maybe they could do it again. And in politics, you've got a classic context where nobody actually trusts one another because self-interest is such a prime motivator that people enjoy power and they enjoy what goes with power and control. So there's that conflict always between acting in your own best interest and looking after the interests of the people that you've supposedly committed to.
Well, what is the best way to manage a breakup in public eye?
In the public eye, it's going to be about you could hire a consultant who can look after your image in the media. And I saw somebody on television the other night, that's his occupation, is to try to clean up people's media images and make them look not so bad after after misbehaviour. But really, in terms of if your audience is your family and your friends and you're going through something, a rough kind of relationship breakdown, then really it's all about communication, and it's about, I guess, trying to be as honest as you can about accepting responsibility for your own part in whatever has happened, and resisting that urge to place blame and to present an image where your own self-interest is clearly trumping what may have actually happened and any kind of damage that they may be doing to children or to mutual friends or anything that you're doing to polarise people in the interest of trying to protect your own reputation. I think if you can stand back from that and think, well, maybe my relationship with this person, with my partner, is coming to an end, but I still have relationships with my friends, with my family, and maybe even still with my partner's friends and family, that they're not just going to end. The world's not ending. I need to do some relationship maintenance as well. It's difficult, but it's not impossible.
Right. Well, hopefully I never have to have a breakup to have to worry about that. Julie, thank you so much for joining us.
That's quite all right.